Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Giants.com. With your Giants in 90, he's Lance Medel. I'm John Schmelk. And Lance, today the page turns to the Philadelphia Eagles. They come to MetLife Stadium for the final game of the regular season. Unfortunately, neither team in playoff contention. But let's take a look at the Eagles. A disappointing season under Chip Kelly. They will not make the playoff for the second straight year, but they're trying to end the season on a high note.
Yeah, they've had issues, and that's big reason why they've been so up and down this season. DeMarco Murray, who was their big free agent signee, has not performed at the level that they anticipated. Sam Bradford's been in and out of the lineup. They've had some defensive issues. When you combine all of those factors, John, that's the reason why they are facing a 6-9 record right now.
And one of the big issues they've had all year long, and it was no different in their loss last week to the Redskins, which knocked them out of the playoffs, is turnovers. They have not protected the ball offensively.
Specifically in the red zone, Sam Bradford's up there in terms of red zone interception, so that has been costly. They have not had a problem marching down the field. The problem is they haven't been able to punch it in. And the lack of a consistent running game, John, I think that has certainly hurt the Philadelphia offense. Part of it's been some injuries, but they haven't been able to get DeMarco Murray going. His best game, coincidentally, was against the Giants in Week 6.
And those issues then reflect back on the defense. The Eagles' offense is on the field for fewer than 26 minutes per game. That means the defense is on the field for more than 34 minutes per game, most in the league, and that's led to some issues of them being exposed in some areas.
And, John, this is nothing new. This is a part of the MO with respect to Chip Kelly. He brought over that fast-paced system from Oregon, and they've tried to adapt it to the skill set of the Eagles players. But you're right, this defense has been on the field. They have been tested throughout the course of the season, and the secondary has had to deal with some injuries. Byron Maxwell, Eric Rowe, their two starters, missed games over the course of the year, and the pass rush has been very up and down. And when both of those traits don't meet up with one another, you're going to have some defensive breakdowns.
But look out for Fletcher Cox. He's their leader in sacks, just under 10 so far this year. He's an excellent defensive lineman. Folks, a busy day today on Giants.com. Tom Coughlin's press conference at 11. You can see that live on Giants.com, the Giants mobile app, or on MSG. And then Paul Dottino and David Deal breaks it down. Then Anita Marks and David Deal at noon on Big Blue Kickoff Live. For Lance Medel, I'm John Schmelk. Happy New Everybody. We'll see you on Giants.com later on today.